Today on Gardening in a Minute, low-cost, low-care landscapes. Having a nice landscape can be a balancing act between what you want and what you can afford. Try these simple tips to achieve an attractive landscape that's both low-cost and low-care. First, start with a good design. Create hardscaping with simple lines and low-maintenance surfaces to provide a finished structural look. Next, know your plants. Learn about hardy, Florida-friendly plants with interesting forms and foliage that will thrive in your area. It's also important to know your soil. Choose plants that are compatible with your soil or enrich as needed. For help with soil testing, contact your county extension office. Finally, learn to have realistic expectations. Don't waste time trying to control every weed or pest that comes along. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nitrogen. Nitrogen is important to all life, and plants are no exception. They need nitrogen to produce lush green growth. In natural systems, the main source of nitrogen in the soil is organic matter. This comes from decaying plant and animal material. In home landscapes, it's sometimes necessary to provide supplemental nitrogen. Most gardeners do this by applying fertilizer to their plants. But nitrogen doesn't always go only to the plants. It can be washed away by the rain or leached so deep into the soil that plants can't use it. This lost nitrogen can enter rivers, streams, or underground water sources, leading to water pollution. To best benefit the environment and your plants, fertilize only when necessary and make sure to apply the correct amount. For more information about plant nutrition and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, harvesting citrus. Many citrus varieties are ready to harvest in January, including navel oranges, Satsuma tangerines, and ruby red grapefruits. If you're growing other varieties, do a little research to confirm the best time to harvest them. To pick fruits from the tree, just use a pull, snap, twist motion. Remember to taste one or two fruits for ripeness before you harvest a whole tree, since citrus fruits will not continue to ripen after they've been picked. Wash the fruits when you're ready to eat them, but not before. This preserves their natural wax and prevents them from drying out. A cool trick is that you can also store ripe fruits on the tree for a few months. They usually get even sweeter, and you'll be able to enjoy fresh, homegrown citrus for a longer period of time. For more information about citrus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscaping, principle number one, right plant, right place. How well your plants perform depends in great part on whether you choose the right plants for the right place. Look for low-maintenance plants that are suited to your site and that'll require minimal irrigation, fertilization, or pest control once they're established. Think about how much sun your site receives and choose plants that will work with your conditions. Consider if you have any wet or dry spots and group plants based on their irrigation needs. And always take into account how large plants will get before you purchase and plant them. By choosing the right plant for the right place, you can help create a Florida-friendly landscape that looks great, but also conserves water and protects natural resources. For more information about Florida-friendly landscaping, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Taiwan cherry. Flowering trees can be major springtime showstoppers, and Taiwan cherry is a great example. This small deciduous tree erupts in January or February with 1-inch flamingo pink flowers that cover the tree's naked branches. The flowers of this Florida-friendly tree often mature into small red fruits that attract songbirds. After Taiwan cherry drops its leaves in fall, it still offers good winter interest thanks to its reddish-brown bark. This tree is best suited for areas of north and central Florida and can grow up to 20 feet tall and equally as wide. It prefers full sun but will tolerate some shade. One drawback of Taiwan cherry is that it's relatively short-lived, lasting just 10 or 15 years. But that's still plenty of time for you to enjoy its beauty. For more information about Taiwan cherry, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.